Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Boom, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
To do, Molly.
And all that talk out of either. You got some explaining to do. Now sit down here and start talking, and it better be good.
Yes, dear.
And to Wilbur, it seemed as though it were ever thus. For Wilbur Skink was a meek little man, and ever since Molly, big, raw-boned Molly, had proposed, and Wilbur had meekly accepted, she had led him around by the nose to such an extent that in the Texas mining town of Nugget City, he was laughingly known as Henpecked Wilbur Skink. Following Molly's order, Wilbur sank wearily into a chair in the living room of their small farmhouse.
Wilbur, don't sit there staring at the floor. I'm waiting to hear what you have to say, and you better not make up any fancy story either. Do you hear me, Wilbur?
Yes, dear. You see, I left here...
You left here early today to take a load of chickens and pigs into Nugget City, less than 10 miles away. Now you come crawling in long after supper time, looking like a beat-down kitten, as usual. I'm telling you, Wilbur Skink, if you spend as much as one nickel of that money, Wilbur!
Yes, dear?
I'm waiting for you to start talking. You should have been home long before sundown, and you know it. The way you got the wagon to the barn without me hearing, and then come sneaking into the house with...
Not Molly, I didn't come home in the wagon.
You didn't come home in the wagon? How did you get home? Where's our wagon? What you been up to? Talk!
Now, wait a minute, Molly. I'm trying to tell you, I
waited long enough, Wilbur Skink. Now talk before I lambaste you with this broom.
Yes, dear. If you'll only listen, I'll tell you the
whole... If I'll listen! Ain't I asking you to explain? Ain't I?
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Is that all you can say?
Yes, dear. No, dear. Molly, I ran into trouble on the way to Nugget City today.
I thought so. Didn't I tell you that...
It ain't like you think at all, Molly. You see, I was held up.
Wilbur, if you're making up a story, I'm
going... Not Molly, let me tell you what really happened. You see, I was well on my way to Nugget City, reckon about halfway or thereabouts. I was driving along the trail, and I saw some riders coming toward me. There.
Get up there! Get along! Get up!
Hold up there!
Wait, dear. Now, who can they be?
Oh, Maya!
You had sense enough to stop, stranger.
Why, what do you want with me?
From the looks, you would be much use to anybody. How about that, boy?
You sure are right, boss.
Look, Pete, the little runt's about to shake himself right off of the wagon seat.
One thing we can use are them chickens and pigs he's toting. That'll give us plenty of food to hide out with for a while.
Now look here. You ain't aiming to steal my load, are you? I wouldn't dare go home.
Right, Jim! Did you hear that? He wouldn't dare go home if we take his chickens and pigs. Say that.
But you don't know Molly. She'd skin me alive if I were...
Shut up and climb down off that wagon.
But you can't do
get
this.
Get down before I put a bullet into your wizened up little hide.
Yes, I'm getting down.
All right, Ray, get up there and drive them nags. We'll bring your horse along.
Sure, boss.
But what about
get
me?
Get up there, Ray. Hurry up.
Yeah, right.
Well, we need them horses for farming. You can't take my wagon and horses, too.
We are taking them. Weasel face. Get going, Ray.
Get up there. Get up.
Hey, I have no way to get home. Hey.
Use your feet, Ruff. That's what you got feet for.
Get up.
Come on, boy.
Oh, what am I going to do? I'll have to walk all the way home. And Molly will be mad at me in the bargain when I get there. Just the way it happened, Molly. And I had to walk all the way home.
Why, of all the... Wilbur Skink, do you mean to sit there and tell me you let them ornery varmints ride away with our wagon and the horses we need so bad for farming and you didn't raise a hand to stop them?
Well, Molly, they was outlaws.
Then why did you waste time walking all the way home? Why didn't you walk on into Nugget City and tell the sheriff what happened? Of all the miserable weaklings I ever heard tell of, you're the worst.
They'd only laugh at me in town if I
Oh, was... they would they? Well, you're going to town right now, Wilbur Skink. Lucky for you, we still got one horse left, or you'd walk every step, too. Now get.
But Molly, I ain't et since noon.
Get up out of that chair and get out of here now.
Now, Molly, there ain't no need using that broom. I'm leaving right now.
You're leaving, all right. Why I ever married a sawed-off, spineless critter like you, I'll never know. Get out of here, and don't come back till you do something toward getting back the horses in our wagon and stock. Do you hear me, Wilbur Skink?
Yes, dear.
Wilbur went to the barn, saddled the horse, and set out weary and disheartened for Nugget City. Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were following another trail which led into the same town.
We ride into Nugget City tonight. Ask about outlaws, Kemosabe?
No, Tonto. We've trailed Pete Brewster and his men into this territory. But he's too smart to appear openly in town. See, the sheriff there has a handbill on him.
What we do?
We'll make camp just outside of town. And I'll give you a note to leave at the sheriff's office tonight. I'll wait in camp. I don't want to be seen.
Me take note. Maybe find out if strangers go through town.
You might pick up some information. It's worth trying anyhow. One thing I'm sure of, Pete Brewster's hiding out somewhere in the vicinity of Nugget City.
Him not know Lone Ranger after him.
He and his men are dangerous killers, Tonto. I'm going to keep after them until I find them, no matter how long it takes. We'd better hurry. I don't want you going into town too late. Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
Later that evening, Wilbur arrived in Nugget City. Not finding the sheriff in his office, Wilbur, after much hesitation, decided to go into the cafe in search of him. He opened the door and meekly stepped inside.
Hey, boys, look who just come in.
Well, front of the hide, if it ain't Henpeck Wilbur Skink. Now ain't he a figure of a man?
Look at them muscles, man.
Who's got Wilbur? The fighting man.
Don't be so bashful, Wilbur. Come on over with the boys and have a drink.
No, I was just looking for somebody. Guess he ain't here, though.
So now, Wilbur, don't tell us you have to run right home to your wife. Come on, have a drink.
Let go, I don't...
Bring him over, Jay.
Come on, Wilbur, it won't cost you nothing.
Downright insulting not to take a drink when I ask you to, Wilbur. I might get riled up, then I'd wring your neck.
Well, I'll have one. Just one, though.
Fine. He's going to drink with us, boy. Well, here we are. Now, what do you have?
Sarsaparilla.
What?
Just sarsaparilla.
Well, I'll be... Hey, Joe, give me a glass and a bottle.
Right, Dick, right. There you are.
Good. Now, Wilbur's going to get a real drink, boy.
Oh, no. Now, hold on, Jake Turner. I said I wanted...
Well, this'll do you good, Wilbur. Take it.
I don't want it.
He's afraid his old lady will smell it on him and get after him with the broom.
So you won't take it, huh? Well, I guess I'll have to give it to you.
Oh, my.
That'll teach you to take a drink when you're asked.
Why, you big bully. If I was...
Oh, you little hand-packed runt. Only men are supposed to come into this here cafe. So I'll take you by the neck, let us see to your britches, and run you out.
Put me down.
Open that door, somebody.
I'll open it, Jake. Door. There we go.
I'll pitch out into the gutter where you better stay.
No.
I'll teach you manners, Wilbur.
Oh, my. I almost wish I was dead.
It's not right they treat you like that. Here, me help you.
Thanks.
Big fella, not be so tough if you're not little.
I guess I ain't much use for anything. You're an Indian.
Me, Tonto. You all right?
Yes, I'm all right. I'm Wilbur Skink. I was looking for the sheriff, that's why I came in.
Why you want sheriff?
To tell him about the outlaws.
Outlaw?
Yes, three of them. They took my wagon and horses on the trail to town. They stole my chickens and pigs, too. Molly, that's my wife. She ran me out and told me to get to the sheriff.
Maybe it's better you come with me. You meet friend. Maybe him help. Go to the sheriff later.
Oh, nobody ever wants to help me.
You come. This time you find someone who'll help.
Oh, if he only could. I'll go with you, Tonto. Maybe your friend will be able to help.
Good. You get on horse. We go now.
Tonto took Wilbur to the Lone Ranger's camp just beyond town. Though awed by the masked man, Wilbur told what had happened in the cafe and told about the outlaws who'd stolen his wagon that afternoon. Then, realizing he had at last found a sympathetic listener, the meek little man related his troublesome life at home with Molly. Finally, he finished, and the Lone Ranger began to question him.
Wilbur, I'd like to know a little more about those outlaws. Can you describe them?
One of them was tall and tough-looking. I think I heard one of the others call him Pete. He was the head one. Had black hair and, a mean face.
Pete,
huh? Misabi. Matt Brewster, maybe.
The description fits him, Tonto. What about the others, Wilbur?
One had red hair, was short and stocky, and the other was rangy-looking like.
Tonto, they're the men we've been trailing. They're hiding out in the hills and took those chickens and pigs for food.
And what we do?
You left the note for the sheriff?
Him get it.
Good. We'll camp here until daybreak, and we'll have Wilbur show us where the holdup took place.
Wagon tracks be easy to follow.
Yes, Tonto. Brewster's smart enough to abandon the wagon before getting to his hideout.
Well, what am I going to do? I don't dare go back home.
You stay here with us, Wilbur. In the morning we'll cut sign on those outlaws.
You mean you want me to go along when...
Wilbur, I'm going to give you a chance to make the men in town and your wife respect you. Are you willing to try?
Well, there ain't anything I could do against them tough outlaws.
Will you try?
I'll do whatever you tell me.
Fine. By this time tomorrow night, Wilbur, if my plan works out, you're going to be a changed man.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Wilbur led the Lone Ranger and Tonto to the place where the outlaws had taken his wagon. The three then followed the wagon tracks for some distance along the trail. Finally, they reined in their horses.
This is where they turned off the trail, Tonto.
Them leave heap much sign through tall grass. Maybe them go to canyon far to left, Kimasabi.
The logical place for a hideout. You'll have to be on guard, Tonto. They'd expect Wilbur to report the loss of his wagon to the sheriff.
I'm afraid I won't be much help to you two. Maybe I'd better...
Are you backing out on this, Wilbur?
Well, I... No, I'll go along with you.
Well, if you're nervous, I'll understand if you do turn back now.
Nervous? Well, what makes you think I'm... I ain't... Oh, to tell the truth, I'm shaking in my boots right now.
Yet you're willing to come along?
Mister, you and Tonto's been the first ones to treat me like I... Well, was worthwhile... I reckon being with you and being scared is better than getting jumped on by Molly or laughed at by the men in town.
Wilbur, you're beginning to show that courage I hoped you'd show.
And that good?
We'll follow the outlaw's trail to that canyon. Meantime, Tonto, keep your eyes open. All right. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Get up. Come on.
mistaken about what Brewster would do. He didn't abandon that wagon or attempt to cover their trail. Jack's definitely headed for that narrow pass into the canyon.
Me not like that, Kemosabe.
That pass into the canyon looks from here as though it's barely wide enough for a wagon to get through.
Do you think the outlaws have their hideout in that canyon?
Well, if they have, they could hold off a posse with just a couple of men placed at that narrow pass. We're in sort of a valley here. The tall grass serves to hide us from the view of anyone guarding the pass. But if we go any closer, I'm afraid...
Kemosabe, that come from rocks on side of hill behind us.
Did he kill you down?
Kemosabe, little man hit.
Wilbur, are you all
right? I'm all right. They killed my horse.
They rode into a trap. Brewster has more than two men with him. Now stay down. These bullets will help shield us. And they've asked for gunplay. Well, they have men posted on each side, slightly behind us. Start closing in soon. The forces toward the pass. Brothers are waiting.
That's not good. Maybe we get help from Sheriff at Nugget City.
You'd be exposed to their gunfire getting away from here, Toto.
Kemosabe.
What is it, Toto?
Wind blow back toward trail. Need an ID.
What is it?
We set fire to tall grass. It dry. It burn quick. Make much smoke. It move fast to trail. We follow and scout. Smoke hide us.
Oh, it might work, Toto. I'll hold the attention of those on the hills until you get away.
Me do it.
You get through to the sheriff, have him bring a large posse.
He start fire now.
All right, I'll keep their attention.
Them watch fire. Me go now.
Good luck, Toto.
Steady now. Steady,
Adios.
Get him up, scout.
After Tonto had left, the Lone Ranger kept on the alert for any movement behind the rocks on either side of the little valley in which they'd been trapped. His one thought was to prevent Brewster's men from closing in. Suddenly, Wilbur gave a cry of alarm.
Look, the fire! It's coming this way on both sides.
Yes, the wind shifted. Flames will drive those men back, but we're right in the middle. We can make a run for it before the gap closes behind us.
What did I do? I haven't any horse.
You ride with me. Come on. Steady, Silver. Wilbur, give me your hand.
Will he be able to carry us both?
We'll make it. Come on, Silver.
Bearing his double burden, Silver leaped forward, straining every muscle in his magnificent body to outrun the onrushing flames which were fast closing the only avenue of escape for the Lone Ranger and Wilbur. Disregarding his instinctive fear of fire and smoke, the brave white stallion raced onward, responding instantly to the urgent ringing cry of his beloved master.
Home, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster!
With a mighty effort forward as the angry flames narrowed the way before them, with a final burst of speed, he sprang through to the charred ground beyond and the flames closed in behind them.
Oh, Silver! Oh, fellow! Oh, easy, steady, fellow!
We got through!
Yes, thanks to Silver. Well, we'll rest a few minutes. Then we'll go around to the left of the rim of the canyon. Those men have been driven back to the pass by now because of the fire.
What do we do up there?
We'll find a way to help the posse when they get here. But I think I know just how we'll do it.
From a point on the rim of the small canyon, the Lone Ranger had the opportunity to observe the movements of the outlaws without being seen. He made plans accordingly. Wilbur's admiration for his masked friend superseded his fear, and he stuck close to the Lone Ranger, hoping to be of help.
What are you aiming to do when the time comes?
Keep your voice down, Wilbur. The horses will carry.
Oh, sure.
Now, it's only about a 20-foot drop to the floor of the canyon. There's the outlaw shack almost below us, and the corral just behind it.
I see my wagon, too.
Yes. Well, I've counted 14 horses. Two of those were hitched to your wagon, at least 12.
That means there's 12 men then, I reckon.
That's right. Most of the men are waiting at the narrow pass up there. They expect trouble. I believe Pete Brewster, the head of the gang, is in the shack with possibly one or two others.
What's the plan you have?
Well, it's just about dusk and the posse hasn't come yet. That means it'll be dark when they do get here. So much the better.
I guess I won't be much help.
Wilbur, you've proven you do have courage. I'm going to need your help.
I guess you could get me to do most anything.
Thanks, Wilbur. Now, here's what we'll do first. As soon as it gets dark, we'll use my lariat and go down into the canyon. We'll land just behind the shack.
I'll go with you.
Good. Before we go down, I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do.
The Lone Ranger explained in detail what Wilbur was to do. The little man was nervous, but willing. As soon as darkness set in, the Lone Ranger tossed the end of his lariat over the edge of the canyon. tying the other end to a small tree. Then he and Wilbur let themselves down hand over hand until they stood in the darkness behind the shack, waiting. Inside the shack, in the dim glow of an oil lamp, Pete Brewster sat talking to Ray.
I guess them coyotes we trap in the valley won't come snooping again for a long time.
That fire sure drove them out. I wouldn't be surprised if they was all wounded by our bullets before they left, too.
I'd like to know is how they got out. Some of our men almost got their eyebrows singed.
Yeah, come to think of it, I wonder how that... Hey, listen.
Hey, Pete! There's a posse trying to get through the pass.
Well, what about it? Two men can hold that pass, and ten ought to be able to rout and out an army. Now, go on back up there, Jim. Keep the boys on their toes.
All right, just thought you'd like to know.
Yeah, this place is better than a fort. We can... What's that? Horses are out of the corral and headed for the pass.
Somebody's stampeding them. They'll run our men right out of the pass.
Well, come on. We got to get up.
Stay right where you are.
Who's that? I can't see him out there.
I don't know, but I'll swear.
Move my head.
All right, you. Drop your gun, or you'll get the same.
Hey, Pete. That sounds like the half pint we got the wagon from.
Well, I'll be...
Gun him down, Ray. Yeah, no weak need to run like him is going to get away with this. All right, get him, Pete.
Got me right in the shoulder.
Lie down that bunk over there. Both of you. I ought to give you both some more for stealing my wagon.
Can't believe it.
Why didn't he shoot like that yesterday?
I wasn't in the mood. Now get to that bunk.
Jim will come back here and get that rump.
What do you call me?
Nothing.
Jim's lying right outside the door if you want to know.
Can't be true, Ray. I can't believe it. That man can shoot like that.
I'm staying right here watching you two till the posse comes. He'll be here. You know, you outlaws ain't so tough after all. All right, Sheriff, come and get 'em. They're all yours.
Later that night.
Captured the toughest outlaw in the territory single-handed, along with his partner. And he was responsible for the posse of getting the rest.
No.
Yes.
You heard what Jake said, Molly.
I still don't believe
Molly, it. Molly, you keep quiet, you hear?
Right. Yes, dear.
And get my slippers. I'm tired.
Yes, dear.
Now, if there's anyone here that thinks I'm henpecked, just speak up.
Oh, no, Wilbur, it's not you.
Here's your slippers, Wilbur.
Put them on me.
Yes, dear.
Wilbur, tell us, how'd you ever do it alone? When did you learn to shoot like that?
I didn't do nothing, really. I just give the orders, and the shooting sort of took care of itself. Like the hand of fate aiming over my shoulder, you might say. I sure got mad at them outlaws for stealing my wagon.
Well, I'm sure lucky you didn't get mad at me for what I done last night, Wilbur. I didn't know you then like I do now. You sure got spunk and plenty of nerve to boot.
That's right, Wilbur.
Oh, Wilbur Stink. You're just wonderful.
Molly, that's just the way I think, about somebody else. But I'll keep it a secret.
Oh, Wilbur.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.